Welcome to another in the series of Mystical Perspectives. Today's a brand new book. We're going to delve into Meditation Dynamics, which just came out. It's written by Dr. Paul Leon Masters, who is the founder of the International Metaphysical Ministry, University of Metaphysics, and University of Sedona. Meditation Dynamics for Self-Realization, Serenity, Intuitive Guidance, Success, and Mystical Illumination. I knew Dr. Masters for over 50 years. He passed away a few years ago. But Dr. Masters dedicated a large part of his life to the art of meditation. And it was taught to me when I was about 14 years old. And I have been meditating every day of my life since then. And that's a long time, over 50 years. He himself reached the ultimate experience of meditation in 1963. And strangely enough, that was the year that I also had an enlightenment. This wonderful new book is the result of his personal experiences for guiding others into and through the beauty of meditation. And when Dr. Masters was teaching way back when, it was not nearly as prolific a time for meditation as it is now. I have an app called Insight Timer. And at any given time, there's 400,000 people meditating. And there are dozens and dozens of kinds of different meditations. The thing that's different about Dr. Masters' meditation dynamics and the way he does his meditations is that they are mystical in the sense that they connect you to your higher God mind. His meditation opens your conscious mind to intuitive guidance from your higher God mind. And this is from the book I'm reading on page 2. The goal of meditation practice can be summed up simply as being in union with the Absolute or God, the point of contact being in the nucleus of the unconscious with the human mind. Now that's a simple statement, but a very, very, very deep statement. How deep is it? Well, it's a lifetime. It's a lifetime of deep. It's a lifetime of everyday practice. Because you are always going to be clearing your mind. You're always going to be sifting through the ego and the illusions to connect with that point of contact with God or the Absolute. So that is why you really should meditate every day or twice a day, in the morning and at night. He goes on to say in the book, in the attainment of this goal through meditation, there are, of course, favorable secondary results that may include the opening of the third eye, or psychic sight, of alchemic process within the mind, and or astral vision of other dimensions of consciousness or the astral plane. So, yes, we know now about the third eye. Many people have had visions. After my experience with enlightenment, I saw amazing visions of other dimensions of heaven states. The alchemical process within the mind is that you actually do change and transform your mind when you are in the point of light within the mind of God. That light completely transforms your mind. It transforms your emotions. It transforms your entire being, your physical body as well. And you are then free to actually experience different dimensions of consciousness. Continuing on in the book, it says, another way to attain this goal is directly from one's higher mind, or God mind, through intuitive self-direction, in a practical sense. In other words, an influx of creative thinking adaptable to one's conscious life situation, such as functioning in the worldly environment. And Dr. Masters always talks about mysticism, but we are always supposed to remember that it doesn't make any sense to achieve bliss or enlightenment or cosmic consciousness if you can't really put it to work in your life. And this goes back to the basics, I think, of all religions. The loving kindness, the way you live, the Ten Commandments, the way that you live your life is all supposed to be benefited by the state you get to. And if you indeed are meditating and reaching extremely high states of consciousness and cannot put it to work in your life, you will eventually find that those higher states of consciousness will go on the pause button, will be put on hold, until you can get to the point where you can really absorb what you've learned. What you can absorb and then put it to work in your life. If your mind is full, if your cup is full, you don't have any more room to put more information or bliss or experiences in your life until you've absorbed and put them to work in your life. That's not always easy. Again, it's a lifetime process. It's an everyday, every minute process. We'll continue on here to say in the book, we practice meditation so that our conscious mind may be directed to the infinite mind, whose presence is deep within us. We will discuss how a meditation, self-hypnosis, self-help approach to life has as its goal consciousness of metaphysical principles of the mind. Through deep meditational practices, we actually find the nature of the mind and consciousness. So we are detectives of sorts. We are explorers. We are mystic people who follow the work of light workers, and we practice meditation so that we can indeed connect to that one source of the infinite mind that's right there within us. And you will learn through the book, of course, how we can use this in self-hypnosis and have a self-help approach to life. Consciousness of metaphysical principles of the mind found in the nature of our very own mind and consciousness, which is a reflection of the one and the infinite. It is all indeed one. The highest point of consciousness is one with our everyday consciousness, but there has to be a uniting and emerging and an absorption and transformation to put it all to work. That's why it's a daily practice. That's why it's a lifetime practice. Continuing on here, through daily periods of meditation, maintain an open inner mind channel of intuitive, flowing, of creative, or universally directed thought to cause one to react and interact with one's external or worldly environment. Okay, so again, this is so that we don't just feel that oneness and that love and that light in meditation. The hardest part is indeed not just meditating, which is a challenge in itself, and as natural as can be in itself as well, but to take that and maintain that consciousness. I know some people are now practicing Tai Chi, walking meditations. Those all help you to integrate those higher states of consciousness while you are moving, because in meditation, typically you're sitting still. So when you're moving, all of a sudden you're changing, you're thinking, you're reacting. Of course, the hardest part always is to maintain this high state of peace and light and love while you're in challenging situations. And our life is indeed a learning field. We are here to learn how to really be and to be humans. That's Hugh, spirit, and man, the physical form, merge, spirit and man in form and spirit merged in being. And the more we bring our spirit into our form, the more we are transformed. Continuing on, and we're still on the first page, actually, which is page number 2, because there's a beautiful chakra tantra picture in the front. At the bottom of page 2, it says, meditate daily. Go deep into your mind to its center, where the presence of God exists. In this way, you will keep an inner mental channel of intuition and inspiration open, guiding you to claim the prosperity that is already yours through your source. So how do we build it? It's just like we build anything. How do we grow our intelligence? How do we become a master at what we're doing? You know, you can take a course, and of course, courses on meditation, and all of this is included when you become a part of the University of Metaphysics. You can go to metaphysics.com. But having a title, becoming a doctor, becoming a philosopher, getting a degree only works if you really can put it to work in your life. And that is the practice where we actually are so intent and our focus and our intention is to put that to work in our life. And the more we meditate, the stronger that antikarana, that channel between the body here and the higher mind and the threads that lead to the higher forms of our soul and God are strengthened. So it does become easier to know and go into that state of meditation and use it in stressful times to bring that energy into your conscious mind. Moving on to the second page, or the third page. The second page is second part of the words here. During your daily activities, apply the following. Psychic thought control. Always monitor your thinking as you engage in your daily activities. Nullify negative thoughts before they recede into your subconscious and psychic levels. Maintain a positive attitude about everything. So simple and so important. Again, a lifetime of practice goes into this. If you are in a room full of people who are gossiping or complaining or very angry, you have to be so strong not to let those negative activities of what's going on in that room to affect you, not to agree, not to submit to it. You have to learn to become an objective observer and strengthen that point within your soul where you can monitor what you're doing, what you're thinking, the way you are being, what energy you are putting out. And this is what meditating can help you do. You learn that a positive attitude is indeed so very important, because what we think is what we become. What we put our attention and motivation to is what happens. We create our life by our thoughts and by our intention and by our karma as well. The next part of during your daily activities apply the following is psychic speech control. Constantly be aware of what you are saying and how you are saying it. Avoid negative conversations and foul language. Speak positively and with conviction. Again, this is, I'm a DJ. I've been a DJ for 40 plus years. I have many talk shows and I have rock shows I back announce. And every time we open our mouth, things come out. Do we know and are we aware of what we're saying? Do we have an intention behind it? Can we control what we're saying? Can we avoid the negative things that go on? It is so easy to get caught up in what's going on TV and the news that it can really sometimes bring you down and become very, very negative and depressing. And if you're watching any of the comedy shows, it's amazing how many comedians feel they have to use foul language. And it's become, unfortunately, kind of hip to sometimes swear. It's not necessary. It doesn't have to be that way. Staying positive, speaking positively, and with conviction has a power, an energy force, a strength that is conveyed. Our words have energy. Our words have power. They've actually done studies on people saying different words, and the positive words like love, light, God, peace have more energy in the frequency of the words put out than what other words have. So when you use words like love, God, and such words that have power, those are actually helping. Next, daily thought visualizing. Every time a positive thought desire enters your mind, immediately visualize yourself using mental pictures as already possessing it. So this is the visualization part of the visualization affirmation meditation that we practice as metaphysicians. The visualization process is very important. Again, our images that we are visualizing have power, help us to create the energy patterns to receive it. And in truth, it is so. We are in many levels of energy and we obtain many things, but sometimes we have to be where we are now before we've obtained it. By visualizing it, you're accepting it. You're giving thanks for it. You're believing. You're embodying it in your mind. Instantaneous meditation is the next one. Whenever you have a need for relaxation or regeneration, set aside time for instantaneous meditation practice. Now, there are many teachers now that are going into doing this. And behind it is, again, you already have that place you've developed within yourself, that place of peace inside, that place where you go, where your soul is present, where God is present, where the higher self is present. Breath is a key behind this. By just becoming aware of your breath and breathing in and holding your breath and calling in that highest energy of light and love while you're holding your breath, and then releasing any negative energy in your body and completely cleansing it, and doing this for a few minutes will bring you right back into that meditative state. It can easily be done. Meditational programming. Program your mind at least once daily using spiritual affirmations. In this course, that we go over them here, or others, and I may say in the others field, that Dr. Masters created a wonderful book called Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations. Very powerful way to plant positive seed energy into your mind. I use it every morning when I meditate. So these affirmations could be one you create. You can easily write affirmations, and we'll go into ways to do it, that you can create and write that actually enforce that positive seed energy. I suggest using the affirmation with a prayer and a meditation using three powerful forces, and then the visualization. And then you are fully using all of the powers of your higher mind. Next, sleep programming. Oh, this is so important. Every night when falling asleep, practice feeding your subconscious mind positive thoughts by giving it instructions to cooperate with your higher mind during self-regulating dream states. Now, our subconscious, we know, is at work within us while we're sleeping. And if we go before we go to sleep and program our subconscious mind to work for us, whether it's in healing or an answer to a question or working on something that you are trying to create in your life, that supercharges that subconscious mind with positive thoughts and directs it. And your subconscious mind can be directed to working on that. I was just watching a Paul McCartney interview. He's been doing quite a few of them lately. And he says he doesn't write music, but he says many times his songs have come to him in his sleep, including Let It Be and others, that they just come. He visualizes them. He receives them. You can program your mind. Many great writers have gotten concepts and answers, and many creative geniuses have gotten answers to problems while they're sleeping. Our subconscious mind will work for us. So before you go to sleep, take a few moments to go into a state of meditation and program that subconscious mind. It's a perfect time to do healing because your body works best healing while it's sleeping. So if you tell your mind to work on a healing situation while it's sleeping, you get extra energy while you're sleeping for healing. And lastly on this page, formal meditation. Practice deep meditation using the technique you have learned in this course at least once daily. If you can regulate your time schedule, it would be even more advantageous to practice twice daily, once in the morning and once in the evening. Now, this is something I hear so many people say, I'd like to meditate, but I just don't have the time. Well, I've been getting up at 3 or 4 in the morning all my life since I've been 14. For me, getting up early is the perfect time. There's not a lot of extra things going on. It's quiet. There's not interruption. It's a very good time because there's not a lot of energy fields of other thoughts in the world going on around me at that time. So I use that time to meditate early in the morning. And then I always write down what I get because I get instruction and messages and poems every day. I've been doing that my entire life. And that needs a little time. So I will spend 2.5 hours. I'm an hour in meditation, and then about an hour writing things down, and then posting them and saving them. So that's my time in the morning to do that. And at night, I find it a different meditation. At night, before I go to sleep, I meditate and I give thanks for the things that happened during the day. If there's been things that I didn't like during the day, I send them energies. I do a forgiveness. I release them. I see it all completely being resolved. And it's a different energy meditation at night than it is in the morning. So take the time. It doesn't have to be a lot of time. I like an hour, but it could be, you know, 20 minutes. You'll find it could be the most valuable time of your entire day. This is the time that you need to change your life. This is the time you need to plug into the one source of all energy. This is the time to receive the love, the instruction, the guidance, to set your intention for the day, to create your day. This is a very sacred and important time. So give yourself the time to actually meditate, and you will find it changes your life. To experience a more beautiful, productive, and aware life, follow this format daily for the rest of your life. Well, that's just the first two pages, right? And we'll go on into doing more, how you attune yourself to use your psychic, spiritual mind energy in almost everything, because almost everything you do on a daily basis can be utilized to keep you attuned to the power of God within you to better yourself and improve each day. And I will be continuing with that in the next series that I do in this as we move through this book. There's such a wealth of information here. I recommend you getting this book, Meditation Dynamics. You can get it at metaphysics.com. You can also go to Amazon and get it on Amazon. Also on Amazon are two other books that I love, Mystical Insights, Knowing the Unknown, and also a lovely book which I do daily readings from as well, which is Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations. If you go to metaphysics.com, you can also get inspirational lectures there, a daily Improve Your Life audio message for free, and a Timeless Wisdom series, which are a lovely series from Dr. Masters as well. I love the Voice of Meditation, and if you're just starting in meditation, there's a Voice of Meditation series that is just so powerful and beautiful. I'm going to put one on at the end of this so that you can listen. You can go to voiceofmeditation.com to get these wonderful recordings that carry the vibrational frequency that Dr. Masters has, which I have always found so beautiful and so powerful. I often use them. I think there's 31 or 32, but I've been using them for years and years and years, and I think you'll enjoy them also. I thank you so much for listening. You'll be able to get the series of talks I do here for free at mysticalperspectives.com, including about 27 I've done on spiritual mind power affirmations. And you can go to metaphysics.com. If you're very interested in learning more about this, you can actually go to metaphysics.com as well and find how you can further your life by becoming a Bachelor of Metaphysical Science, an ordained metaphysical minister, a metaphysical practitioner, a Master of Metaphysical Science, which is the one I have, a Doctor of Philosophy, a Doctor of Divinity, Doctor of Ministry, and many more degrees there. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm going to include the meditation.
I practice now alchemical transformation of base mortal consciousness into the gold of divine energy awareness. For a few moments, I sense my breathing process. And as I do, let me feel that I am breathing in peace into my nostrils, and that peace as an energy enters in to my head area and travels down the entire length of my body to the soles of my feet, where it reverses itself and takes from my body all that is not peace, moving upward now, back up to my nostrils, and releasing from my body all that is not peace, so that moment by moment, breath by breath, My body is increasingly filled with the breath of peace, while it releases in my breath all that is not peace. And as this happens, the entirety of my body, from my head down the length of my body to the soles of my feet, increasingly becomes at one-ment with an inner peace, a peace of spirit, which tends to radiate out into my auric field, surrounding me in an aura of light that is as if it is the very peace of God encircling me overhead, beneath my feet, to the left and right of me, before me and behind me. And so I close off my outer senses to the world around me. I reverse my outer senses inward so that I can begin to sense, to feel, to smell, to see, to hear with inner sense perception. That part of me which is part of the spirit of the immortal that created me and lives within me. And so all my senses now turning inward upon myself, as if the flow of energy within me, instead of moving outward, is now reversing inward. Taking me back in to myself, past the thresholds of mortal awareness, into a higher perception of divine awareness within myself. And as this happens now, let me cross my ankles and feel that an energy stream down each leg is now converging, and the two energy streams of both my right and my left leg are now circulating as they touch, closing off the circuitry of my lower body. And now let me feel that I bring my hands together and they're touching or folded, and that the circuitry in the upper part of my body is now closed off, and the energy from my right and left arm and hand now commingles, and there is an unbroken stream of energy now at my ankles and at my hands, and at the total electrocircuitry of my body in very subtle forms, ethereal forms of energy, is now closed off, and I am within myself able, through divine direction, to work within myself for the transformation of base mortal consciousness into the golden hue of divine awareness, that I am now able to circulate the internal energy factors of my body without any external energy interference. And so now once again I visualize and feel breath, breathing. I feel breath now entering my left nostril, traveling the length of my body to my feet. Now I visualize my breath ascending to pass out through my right nostril. As both male and female energies throughout my body become balanced. Now I breathe in through my right nostril, and the breath travels down the length of my body to my feet. Now let me visualize and imagine that that breath now is circulating back out and passing and leaving through my left nostril, so that again, both male and female energies have become balanced throughout my body. And I feel that my body is balanced. My left shoulder, the same height as my right shoulder. My left leg and right leg, perfectly balanced as they rest in their respective positions, one with the other. I feel that there is a balance between my left hand and my right hand. I feel that throughout my body there is now perfect balance. And in that perfect balance, there is control. Control now to work with the divine process of spirit within me to transform mortal base consciousness into the immortal hue of divine golden energy throughout my body. Now let me visualize and mentally feel the frontal center of my chest. To feel that the spiritual center of God's life lives right here, underlying the physical manifestation of my heart. And so let me feel spiritual light, God's light, filling the heart center here in the upper part of my body. And I imagine a radiant, pulsating circle of light here at the upper central part of my body. And I feel that God's light in my circle of radiant light can travel into all parts of my body. I feel that whatever part of my body that God's light touches is alchemically transformed from base mortal consciousness into a golden-hued consciousness of divine awareness or God consciousness. And so now let me feel that I can send forth God's light from this circle of light, this spiritual heart center in the upper frontal torso of my body. And as I do this, let me feel that a ray of light now is traveling from my radiant heart center into my left foot. And as it reaches my left foot is transformed from mortal consciousness into the immortal consciousness of golden-hued energy. And now let me feel that from the radiant heart center, I send forth down another ray of light into my right foot, and there in my right foot, base mortal consciousness is transformed into the golden-hued energy of divine awareness. And so let me think and visualize both feet now radiating golden-hued energy. Let me radiate this from my left foot and from my right foot. Let me visualize my left and right foot now filled with golden radiant energy, transformed from base mortal consciousness. And now let me accept that I will continue this process throughout my body. As I send forth now a ray of light from my radiant heart center into my left calf. And there I visualize and picture my left calf now radiating and being transformed and transmuted into the golden hue of divine awareness or God's mind. And as this happens, let me now imagine that a ray of light from my radiant heart center is traveling down into my right calf muscle. And there, that part of my body now is transmuted from base mortal consciousness into divine golden-hued energy awareness. And now let me feel that my radiant heart center is sending forth a ray of light into my left knee. And there let me picture my left knee now suddenly becoming filled with golden-hued energy, where that part of my body is now part of divine awareness. And now let me feel that my radiant heart center is sending a ray of light down into my right knee. And there as I picture my right knee, let me feel that that area of my body suddenly now is radiating out golden-hued energy of divine awareness. Now let me feel that from my radiant heart center, a ray of light is being sent into my left thigh. And there, my left thigh suddenly now is a pulsating golden-hued energy of divine awareness. And now let me feel that my radiant heart center sends forth a ray of white light into my right thigh. And there, visualizing my right thigh now, pulsating and alive with the golden-hued energy of immortal divine consciousness. And now let me, through my mind, picture that from my thighs down to my feet, there is a pulsating golden-hued light energy of divine awareness. And now let me feel that I send forth from my radiant light God center a ray of light now down into my reproductive area. And there in that area right now, there is an expansion of golden-hued energy. Golden-hued energy there that is part of the divine awareness of God's mind within me. And so now let me feel that here in my radiant light heart center, I send forth a ray of light now into my abdomen. And there all of the tensions, the pressures, the anxieties of mortal life energy melt away and are transmuted now into higher frequency golden-hued energy. And that transformation and transmutation is taking place right here and right now. And now let me feel that my radiant heart center is sending forth a ray of light into my lower back. And there let me visualize my lower back in a radiance of golden-hued energy of divine awareness spreading throughout my lower back. And now let me feel that from my radiant heart center it sends forth light into the upper part of my back. And there throughout my shoulder blades and my upper back, I feel, sense, and visualize a golden energy of divine awareness existing there. And now let me feel that my radiant heart center light is sending forth a ray of light into my left shoulder, down my left shoulder, past my elbow, down the length of my left arm, into my left hand, and the entirety of my left arm now is as a stream, a pulsating energy of golden-hued divine energy awareness. And now let me feel that my mind is part of that consciousness and awareness. Now let me feel that my radiant heart center of light is sending forth a beam of light down through my right shoulder, down past my elbow into my right hand. And there, let me visualize now that the entirety of my right arm from my shoulder down the length of my arm into my hand is as a stream of golden-hued higher awareness and energy vibrating there. Now let me feel that my radiant heart center of light is sending forth light into my neck area. And there in my neck area, let me feel that that area containing the power of the word is now transformed from mortal base consciousness into immortal higher golden frequencies of energy. And now let me feel that my radiant heart center is sending forth a beam of light into my left ear. And as I feel my left ear sitting on the side of my head, let me feel that it is now transformed from a lower frequency of energy, mortal in nature, to the immortal consciousness of divine golden energy. And that this process now is repeated in my right ear. And that golden-hued energy from this beam of light coming forth from my heart center now is transforming and transmuting, so that both ears now become as one listening divine ear, listening for the immortal sounds coming forth from the divine spirit that is within me, that I may hear now with divine hearing, the immortal rapture reality of my own soul and spirit. And now let me feel that my radiant heart light center is sending forth a beam of light into my left eye and into my right eye, and that both eyes now are filled with golden-hued divine energy, and that that energy now is merging as one energy within the interior region of my forehead, there becoming as a single eye that can know and behold itself to be divine. And now let me feel that my radiant heart light center is sending forth a stream of white light into the crown of my head, into my scalp, and there all of the cells of that area of my body are now pulsating with a golden-hued energy of divine awareness, right here, right now. And now let me feel that the entirety of my body is as one golden-hued energy. And as I visualize this golden-hued energy of body from the crown of my head down the length of my body, let me feel that this golden-hued energy of divine awareness now is alternating between God's white light and the golden hue of God's mind from the crown of my head down the length of my body to the soles of my feet. And as I picture this alternating of pure white radiant light to golden hues throughout the length of my body, one moment the golden hue of divine awareness from head to foot, the next moment the white light of God's presence from head to foot, so that I regard the golden energy as God's mind and the white light as God's love. And now I picture that God's golden mind is aware that its source is the white light of love. The alternating between God's mind as divine awareness, that it is love, divine light. I am that I am. Golden hues of divine awareness. That I am the white light of God's love. Awareness, love. Love, awareness. All parts of me as one awareness, that I am love's ultimate presence. That awareness, love, spirit, and I are one throughout the entirety of my being. I am transformed into the golden-hued energy of the divine awareness that I am God's love, individualized into human form. I feel love. I vibrate love. I am love. And in love, I am one, whole, and complete. For I am God's love. And I have the golden-hued awareness that I am that which I am. For this realization and transmutation of mortal base consciousness into immortal, golden-hued consciousness of God's light of love, I give thanks. And so, it is. Amen.